The Shanghai Factor, a novel by Charles McCary, read by Peter Brook. How do I know this is true? I look inside myself and see. Lao Tzu. Part 1. Chapter 1. Those who keep an eye on me think I have a weakness for Chinese women. This is true as far as it goes, but it goes both ways. I am a hairy man, and certain East Asian women like that. My first Chinese girl called sex with me sleeping with the chimpanzee. Her name was Mei, easy for a chimp to pronounce and remember. We met cute. One day as I pedaled along Zhongshan Road, she crashed her bicycle into mine. In those days, I was new to the life of a spy, so my paranoia wasn't yet fully developed, but I immediately suspected that this was no accident. My first thought was that Chinese counterintelligence had sniffed me out and sent this temptress to entrap me. Then I took a look at the temptress and wondered why I should mind. She was lying face down, miniskirt awry, next to the wreckage of our two bikes. Curtain of blue-black hair, slender legs the color of honey, snow-white virginal panties covering her round bottom. She was in pain, writhing, moaning, sucking in air through her teeth. I crouched beside her and in my stumbling Mandarin asked the usual stupid question. She turned her head and looked at me. Starlet's face, unblinking dark eyes filled with tears. I asked the same question again. Are you all right?